Russia's crypto law takes effect. Oversight replaces the gray zone. Russia's cryptocurrency regulation officially took effect on September 1, 2026, according to a report from WatcherGuru. The move formalizes rules for a market that operated for years in a legal gray zone, where holding and trading digital assets was neither clearly permitted nor clearly banned. The framework now gives the state a defined role in oversight, rather than leaving activity to informal practice. The timing lands during a firm week for crypto prices. Bitcoin traded at $78,728 as of September 1, 2026, up 1.6% over 24 hours, with Ether at $2,474, 2.5%, and the broader Fear and Greed Index sitting at 75, or greed, per CoinMarketCap data captured that morning. The regulatory milestone is domestic in scope, but it arrives as sentiment across the market leans risk on, from informal tolerance to written rules. For most of the past decade, Russia's stance on crypto swung between hostility and reluctant acceptance. Officials floated outright bans, then softened toward taxation and controlled use, particularly for cross-border settlement, under sanctions pressure. The law taking effect now closes that ambiguity. Instead of a patchwork of decrees and central bank warnings, the country has a codified structure that defines what is allowed, who supervises it, and how activity is recorded. The practical effect is a shift in who carries risk. In a gray zone, users bear the uncertainty. An account can be frozen, a platform can vanish, and there is little legal recourse. A formal regime, whatever its restrictions, at least creates rules that both sides are expected to follow. That does not make the market open, but it makes it legible. A market being sized in the tens of billions, Russia has not treated this as a symbolic gesture. Earlier reporting on the country's regulated crypto plans pointed to first-year trading targets in the tens of billions of dollars, a scale that only makes sense if the state expects real institutional participation rather than a niche carve-out. State-linked banks have moved in the same direction. Sberbank, the country's largest lender, signaled plans to accept Bitcoin, Ether, and USDT as loan collateral, a step no bank takes casually, and one that assumes a stable legal foundation underneath it. Those two data points, an ambitious trading target and a major bank building crypto into lending, suggest the law is meant to channel activity into supervised venues rather than push it further underground. Whether users comply depends on how the rules treat privacy, taxation, and self-custody, details that will surface in enforcement over the coming months rather than on day one. The global pattern behind the headline Russia is not acting in isolation. Across major economies, the direction of travel has moved from prohibition toward oversight. The EU's MiCA regime, the UK's push to hand stablecoin supervision to the Bank of England, and Japan's tax code adjustments for stablecoins all point the same way. Governments have decided that regulating crypto is more workable than banning it. Russia joining that group matters because of its size and because its motivations differ. Sanctions and cross-border payment friction give Moscow reasons to build regulated crypto rails that Western regulators do not share. For anyone tracking where digital assets are gaining legal ground, Russia is now a market, with written rules rather than tolerated behavior. That distinction changes how businesses, banks, and payment providers can plan. Reading the fine print still matters. The announcement confirms the law is live, but the text and its enforcement will decide what it means in practice. Formal oversight cuts both ways. It can protect users by setting standards for the platforms they use, and it can constrain them through reporting requirements, capital controls, or limits on which assets and services are permitted. A regulated market is not automatically a free one. Counterparty risk also does not disappear under regulation. Users relying on custodial platforms still depend on those platforms staying solvent and compliant, and a licensing regime does not guarantee that. The lesson from past failures across the industry is that oversight reduces certain risks while leaving others intact, which is why the choice between custodial and self-custody arrangements stays relevant even in regulated markets.